The biggest difference between this planning process and the one completed by the city of Petersburg back in 2000 is the size of the municipality. The new borough is about 83 times the size of the former city, with most of the land part of the Tongass National Forest. The borough's draft comprehensive plan recommends establishing subdivision authority and adopting a generalized land use map for the greater borough area. That doesn't mean zoning yet for private land in the more remote parts of the borough, but it lays the foundation for that zoning, greater control about what gets built and where. Planning and Zoning Commissioner Otis Marsh said he was concerned with any plans to extend zoning outside of the limits of the old city of Petersburg.
I guess I think zoning is important, but I also think the city made a promise that they wouldn't zone where the land is owned. Well, outside of the city. I don't know if it's possible to have zoning on the land that is not yet in private ownership.
Zoning sets allowable uses in various areas, generally residential, commercial, or industrial, and it sets up a process for making changes to those designations or doing something on a property that's zoned for a different use. Commission Chair Chris Fry pointed out that the plan doesn't implement a zoning borough-wide yet.
So what this is just kind of like this is the way we see property being used right now. You know, in the future, it's going to have to go through a whole procedure, including a lot of public comment and hearings and everything else before that can be made into zoning. So it's not saying that there's going to be any
The city of Kuprnoff remains in charge of its own planning and zoning. The startup of zoning elsewhere would impact landowners on Mitkoff Island and other remote parcels in the borough. Commissioner Dave Kensinger, who owns some of those remote parcels, took exception with Marsh's comment.
I was heavily involved with the whole process of formation of the borough, and there was no implicit promise that I found anywhere by any city official in the entire process that the property would never be zoned at any point in the future. I think what they said was the intent was they were not going to zone immediately. That was the intent of this document.
Kensinger thought zoning would be needed in the future, especially with more people building more remote homes.
The problem that I see going forward in the borough is that as more people move in out there, invariably, there's going to be conflicts on land use out there. There's multi-thousand dollar homes that are being built out there right now. And I guarantee you, somebody at some point in the future is not going to want somebody to put in a wrecking yard right next door to them.
The commission agreed that zoning borough-wide could come at a later time, but would involve a public process. As for specific zoning, where there already is zoning here in Service Area 1, commissioners talked about shortcomings in available land identified in the plan. One shortcoming was in land for multifamily housing near downtown Petersburg. Here's Commission Chair Chris Fry.
The biggest thing we noted in there was the fact that a lot of the multifamily housing, what is in good quality is full.
Right.
And the stuff that is available is not in the best condition.
Others noted a real need for land to store commercial fishing gear, and Commissioner Tom Stearns thought the borough lacked commercial property.
If you want to go in business, you want to bring people into town, we don't have anything to offer. And I don't know how a community is going to get out and we're going to develop more unless we provide some place for a business or some land that's zoned right for businesses to expand on, and we don't have that.
The draft comprehensive plan recommends some specific changes to zoning in downtown Petersburg and some new zoning classifications along the waterfront. One audience member, Paul Lutomsky, urged the commission to stay away from areas of mixed zoning that can create problems.
People want to have their kids out playing in the street, and next door someone wants to be welding and not at a hobby rate, but as a commercial business, that's two different things. So I think it just causes a lot of friction and a lot of heartache in the community between the residents, the business owners, the more stress on the police than have to regulate it.
The The comment initially prompted a knowing laugh from the commissioners, who do spend a good deal of the commission's time deciding on problems in Petersburg's existing zoning, along with requests for conditional uses or zoning changes. Kanzinger thought the problems came about from a lack of zoning in the first place.
Areas were zoned after the fact and not before the fact. And that's my only reason and my only observation on the comprehensive plan, and why I think it's important that we move forward is so that we don't avoid, that we can not have these problems, you know, 20, 30 years down the line.
And Community Development Director Liz Cabrera urged the commission to head off potential problems in the future.
So it's all well and good to say, come on in and we'll rezone property for you however you want. But if that's going to cause problems down the road, I think it's important for the commission to be willing to stand up and say, you know, we see this as a potential problem where we're going to have industrial against residential, and the answer is going to have to be no.
The plan also recommends the borough have a development advocate to help private landowners with their projects, including permitting assistance and wetlands mitigation lands. It also recommends looking into extending electrical power to remote subdivisions. The commission has not yet approved the document, but plans to hold more discussions on that plan this winter. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.